welcome to another edition of RP Plus, the show about youth, by youth. It's a Region Park focus, and it's produced by Region Park, the Coalition, and also the home of Catch the Flavor. Any of you are listening on the web, this is Synonymous. You can listen at ckln.sac.ryerson.ca. And the host of the show today will be Jackie.
Hi, I'm speaking with Star B, the Sunshine Sound Crew, and today we'll be speaking about all ages jams. Star, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah. I'm Star B from the Sunshine Sound Crew, one of the MCs. I'm here with one of my partners,
Wild Cowboy. Thank you very much.
Wild Cowboy.
Giddy up.
All right, Star. First, I'd like to know how old you are.
I'm 22.
And how long have you been DJing or promoting all ages jams?
Well, we've been promoting just jams, period, you know, for about four years, probably. Like, yeah, 4 years, basically. Yeah.
How did you get started?
Well, before when working with Sunshine, before we used to run a club, Focus. And back in those days, when I was younger, I used to work on a coat check, and my partner, Mikey, used to DJ when he's like about 14, 13 and up. So we've been just doing, you know, we've been in the industry for a long time. And then, you know, up in the 90s, we decided to start the DJing thing and the promotion for ourselves.
All right. What would you say is the average age of the partygoers?
The average age is probably 18 to 17.
Okay, and it's all ages jams. So does all ages mean all ages, or is there a system in place to ensure that you don't have a 12-year-old and a 35-year-old in the same jam?
Well, I'd like to answer that. I'd say that there is no system in place, but as all ages, meaning all ages, can join if you want to come, hopefully you do behave yourself and, you know, take anything in mind. Enjoy music. That's what we're there for.
All right. You said the point is to enjoy yourself at your jams. I want to know if how safety is an issue, if it is an issue and concern for the promoters and for the people responsible for putting on the dance, from the DJs, the bouncers, the bartenders. In other words, as a parent, am I assured that my teen is safe, or that safety is a priority?
Well, for us, like, the way we deal with things, we do everything like by ourselves, basically. You know, we make sure we handpick the security and everything like that, and you know, we have the like strong methods in place to make sure that our dancers are secured inside and that everybody's safe inside. And you know, there's a lot of, you know, you can't stop everything that happens, all the bad stuff that happens or whatever. You know, you're not safe anywhere. But, you know, we try our best to make sure that it's a safe environment, that you can come and enjoy music, party, you know, meet girls if you want to meet girls, meet guys, whatever, you know. So that's what we do. Just the fun vibe, come to party on the safe tip.
All right, we're going to take a musical break. But when we come back, we'll be discussing the availability of alcohol at these all-ages jams. And the phone lines will be opened. So stay tuned. You can call us at 595-1655.
Here's come to our attention that a mysterious force is loose.
Hip hop with the Versace suit on.
You will be here forever and ever.
Underground will live forever, baby.
North, south, east, west. You know, I'm trying to understand why you're straight up for hip hop.
Man, Mike and y'all niggas with all types of flows and flavors.
Keep feeding and feeding and feeding and feeding.
No minds have been cool as we try to stay alive. We bring you
Cut Shot.
Can't stop thinking of the game, you know what I mean? Can't get the game out of my mind. Gotta get out the game tonight, though. You know what I'm saying? Well, this game time. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Growing up. Get my little dirt. So my little work. Yeah, I grew up like the regular dog. Sold drugs, wasn't proud about it. That's just what I gotta do. I caught the Jordans and the Felines too. Y'all love the Bo Jacksons, the orange and blue. Used to snap the leaf patches. Now I wear Cartier glasses, thinking that the earth accent. Walk around my well, how the fuck I feel. Y'all play ball for Vince, yo, I handle the pill. Then it dawned on me, can't strong on me. I belong with this, niggas thuggin' with me. So I switched crews, started rolling with the older dudes. Drinking brews, did what they say to pay dues. My hands dirty, trying to keep little me up. I got jerked the first time I tried to re-up. People my age tried to say slow my speed up. Cause I smoke bogey, stay throwing weed up.
Life, so drugs my life.
Did it all in my time.
In my whole life, I sacrifice.
Sacrifice twice.
This game we play.
Play
I live and pray.
Control street. Yeah, just live your life. Live your life, baby. Yeah, this is the day to spark it. I used to run with Rob Crawford, Troy Outlaw, Freddie Bedrock, and Joe Wood. Running in Timbo, Sanduna, and Shashu. Section 2, part of Iraq, I grew up back. Had to learn how to slap box instead of a gap. I never knew rap. All I knew was crack. Yo, the rules to this game, and people to blame. When you see another little brother doing the same as you used to, growing up like you. Playing Scully with his heat out. Cellular phone, get a little drug money, but got the world sewn. I recall, she won't die. Y'all cry, it's hard too. It's hard up, we'll guard you. Part two.
And we're back. You're back with Jackie Rose, and you're listening to RP Plus. Today, my guest is Star B and Wal Cowboy from the Sunshine Sound Crew. The phone lines will be open for a discussion, and we will be discussing alcohol and all ages jams. So get ready to dial us at 416-595-1655. First, I'd like to open with my point of view. Wristbands, stickers, stamps, or photo ID, whichever form of ID needed in order to get a drink at these all-ages jams, is pointless. All an underage drinker would have to do is ask someone with a proper ID or an adult to buy them the drink, and then you end up with a disoriented or drunk teen who is now vulnerable to manipulation at the hands of other teens, or worse yet, the adults.
On that note, we'd like to introduce our next guest to the show. It's Brandy Costain on the air, live. Would you like to say hello, Brandy?
What's up?
You have any shout-outs you'd like to give out?
No.
Okay, we'll get right into it. This is Synonymous again. And first off, Brandy, why don't you tell us how old you are?
I'm 16. I'll be 17 in September.
Okay, so you're 16 right now.
Yeah.
Great. All right. Now... And have you attended any all-ages jams before?
Yes, I've attended all-ages jams, and they all have been Sunshine's jams because that's where it's at.
Oh, yeah?
And it's really live there.
Hey.
Everyone, every jam I've been to, it's Sunshine. Keep on going back.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay. And how accessible is liquor do you find at these all-ages jams? As Jackie had mentioned, you know, it's just a matter of just giving it to someone who has ID.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you find that when you were in there?
Okay, I won't lie. I don't drink myself.
You don't,
and,
eh?
No, and neither do my friends. But we were in a... One time we were in a lineup getting a drink of...
At a Sunshine Jam.
Yeah, at the bar. We were at a lineup. And I was lining up for a drink of water. And the line was pretty big, and a guy came up and asked me, can you just get me a Heineken? And I just said, yeah, and the woman just gave me the beer. I ordered the beer, she gave me the beer, and that's
it.
Yeah,
it was
so it was
that
pretty
easy.
It was that easy, but...
So how do you feel about that? I mean, is that having a, you know, like, what if someone who was under the influences and started getting out of hand and, you know, they found themselves in a situation with you? I mean, you know, would you take that into consideration, or...
But the person that asked me to get the beer was older. He was like obviously older. I wouldn't get it for a little kid or anything like that. He was a big man and he just didn't want to wait in line.
Oh, I see. So the onus was more on the bar.
Yeah, and another thing is that another kid can go up to the bar themselves and get it. It's not like at Sunshine Jam, it's not like they ask people to get them a drink. They can just go up to the bar, and get the drink. But that's not the MC or the DJ's fault. It's the people who own the club. So,
but that's not going to stop you from going to Sunshine's Jam. Star, you have anything you'd like to reiterate on that?
What I have to say is that basically, you know, at our dances, there's a VIP section for alcohol, and there's the all-ages section, right? And, you know, any place you go, there's always going to be somebody who's going to be able to figure out a way to, you know, to get an alcoholic beverage if they want, right? There's always somebody, you know, that's going to, you know, find it all. You know, any place you go, anywhere you go, there's always people that are trying to break rules and stuff like that. So, you know, that's nothing to do with just Sunshine. That happens everywhere.
Right. And again, I didn't, this was not a Sunshine bashing moment. We're talking about all ages jams in general. It just so happened that our guests only attended the jams kept by Sunshine Sound Crew. And before we open the phone lines, we are going to take a break. But this is what we're going to come back and discuss. I personally feel that alcohol has no place at an all-age jam.
But then there's no jam if there's no alcohol there.
But if you'd like to call in and lend your opinion, the number is, again, 595-1655.
Minute party shit. The R&B niggas try to swipe. That's why they call them fees to make their remixes hype. But I'm the type of cat that comes to your show and boo ya, black ya, blue ya, then throw my tape to ya.
Get your back up, walk, walk.
Get it, get it, get it, get it.
Or get your back up, walk, walk.
And you can get it, yeah.
Get your back up, walk, walk.
Get it, get it, get it, get it.
Or get your back up, walk, walk.
And you can get it, yeah.
Who the hell let the dog out the gate? Ready or not, here I come to set it straight. Cause it's a thin line between love and hate. So MCs bow down and prepare to meet your fate. Cause these smiling faces, sometimes they wanna backstab my rhymes, but I keep a pack. You want a pin fight? Just give in, cause you know you never win, right? It ain't no sunshine in the midnight hour. A three-day shower can wash away my soul power. That's the way of the world. I turn cowboys to girls, lions to squirrels. Is it just my imagination, or is my generation fascinated by gunplay and incarceration? Peace to the departed, I get it started like AB. See, it ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. I'm taking it to the streets, but this version's much cleaner. Searching for Mary Jane, man, have you seen her? Yeah, I found love on a two-way street. Now I'm about to roll her up in between these sheets. This is my message to MCs to make a quiver. Signed, sealed, delivered.
Get your back up, walk, walk.
Get it.
I'll get your back up, walk, walk.
And you can get it, yeah.
Get your back up, walk, walk.
Get it.
I'll get your back up, walk, walk.
And you can get it, yeah.
I'll be tight like fist pussy. So fuck the niggas got it.
We're back once again to the RP Plus. This is Synonymous. I'm going to politic a little bit more deeply with Star here from the Sunshine Crew. In light of everything you've heard, you know, pretty much what we went over, is there anything you'd like to comment on? Cowboy, you can jump in at any time, you know, giddy up, it don't matter.
All right, what I want to say is basically this, like, you know, about alcohol and dances for all ages. I mean, I've been to the liquor store many times, you know, to go get whatever, you know what I mean? And
I appreciate your honesty.
And, you know, when you go there, you know, there's always kids around, you know, asking you to go into the store to get something for them, no matter, you know, wherever you go. So it ain't like, you know, it's just like dances that's happening, you know what I mean? So you can't really, you know, say that, oh, you know, whatever about, you know, teens getting drunk and disoriented and stuff. That happens, you know, every place that happens. That could happen at a wedding. That could happen, you know what I mean? Mm. Somebody, right. You know?
Yeehaw, your cowboys on the scene. I'd like to say, well, to get more detail with the Sunshine, how we run it is that we are doing everything at the door, as in we have, as we said, we got our bouncers there, and we choose the venue that we are going to. This is sort of a plug-in also. An example with our Caravana Explosion coming up Saturday, Sunday at Caravana, we have one venue Saturday at Club 297. It's a Ukrainian hall. There is no beverages. There's no alcoholics alcohol that's going to be served there, right? And
water,
then the Sunday,
water and pop,
purely, you know what I mean? For the, you know, we are more going to the all age crowd that night, the Sunday, because we know our crowd is maturely, a bigger selection is younger kids. Next night, Sunday, we go to El Macambo, where we do try to cater to our over 19 crowd, because we know we do have that, even though we try to cater to everybody in the city. We're not just trying to, you know, feed certain people. But that's all I can say. It's with the venue that decides that they're going to serve alcohol, because we don't have a license as Sunshine to serve alcohol. It's the club that decides that they want to serve alcohol. Take the risk with the licensed bureau coming down and seeing that minors are drinking. That's the only thing.
I'm glad you made that point. You know, I guess some promoters and DJs and sounds as yourself do have to be aware of the market that you're dealing with. Right. And I can, you know, clearly see that Club 297 at College Street West, the Ukrainian Hall, you said that will be the all ages jams. Right. So if there's anybody who's, you know, under the age of 19 and you just want to come out and take in the music and have a good time, you could come check it out. And for the older crowd, El Mocambo would be more suited to your, I guess, circle, so to speak. Brandy, do you have any last words you'd like to throw at the audience about what we've spoken about today? Is this going to stop you from going to any Sunshine jams, or?
No, because I don't drink in the first place, and like I surround myself by people that don't drink. So, and I go there to have fun and party, and so far Sunshine's like satisfied that. So,
another thing that I would like to add is that, you know, basically, you know, if a teen is gonna drink, not to say that we're giving them the opportunity to drink, but if a teen's gonna drink, they're gonna drink no matter what we do, if we have a dance or somebody else has a dance. And that's, you know, that's not really our responsibility to, you know, to stop kids from drinking and stuff like that. We don't promote that or condone it, but you know, that more for me, I think that drops more in the household, you know what I mean, of parents, you know, dealing with those situations, because we're not saying, you know, like we're, you know, here we're spokespersons for, you know, for people.
I agree.
Corey,
you know what he's trying to say, right?
We heard. I agree.
Alcohol, I think, you know, is just a thing that just is everywhere. Everywhere you go, there's people, you know, abusing alcohol. And, you know, there's all people under the age of 19 going into 19 and over clubs too. You know what I mean? And, you know.
Well, the thing I think he's shouting out is that alcoholism is a disease. If it catches you from an early age to an old age, it's going to hang on to you. That's all he's trying to say. Sunshine tries to, you know, we're not promoting it, but it does go on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You have to be aware of these things, as I had stated earlier. Jacqueline, do you have any words on this?
Well, my whole point was about alcohol just not being there, period. And I understand that it's the venue that decides if they serve the alcohol or not. And it looks like we have a call.
Do we have a call?
Oh, we lost the caller. That's no problem. You can just call back the number again.
595-1655.
Yeah, you heard it from Star, from the Sunshine Crew. This is Synonymous again. This is RP. And again, for anybody who, you know, has access to the internet, I just want to remind you, you can tune in on the web, ckln.sac, .ryerson.ca.
And real quickly, I'd just like to send a shout-out to my partner, Mikey Sly, back at the store, the Sunshine store out in Scarborough, 2604 Eglinton Avenue East. Come there and grab your reggae selection of CDs, mixtapes, DJ rental equipment, all that. Look out for Sunshine Caravana Time also, up on the floats and everything.
I want to also give shout out to the Sunshine ladies, all of them that will be donning the Sunshine wear this, you know, summer. My moms, my pops, my brother, everybody knows the deal. Sume, you heard?
And I like to give a shout out to my mom, who's in the hospital. She's not feeling too well. You'll get better, Mom. And all my brothers and sisters at home, and my baby Justin, I love ya.
Kingsley.
And Kingsley especially, the best baller in T.O., don't be mad.
All right. Basically, I'd like to thank you guys for coming out, for doing the show with myself, Jackie Rose and Synonymous. Thank you, Brandy, Star, and was that Wild Cowboy?
Thank you, Jackie.
And we'd like to leave out with just a little bit more music, or if you have any last words.
Yes, and just to close this again, this is Synonymous. This is a Region Park Plus. It's produced by youth of Region Park, and it's for the youth, the Region Park Focus Coalition. And it's also the home, again, of Catch the Flavor, the youth newspaper, and iVideo Youth Production. We're here every Tuesday night from 7:30 to 8 p.m. on CKLN. This is 88.1. And if you have any comments about tonight's show, any ideas that you'd like to add for future shows, you can contact us at 416-863-1074, 863-1074. And again, I'd like to thank, personally, I'd like to thank Sunshine Crew for representing. I'd like to send some shout-outs to the Man Them in Rex, Mad Men, and Jungle. We do have a caller?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
It's just here, yes, to say. Is she?
Hello, caller. You on the air?
Hey, what's up, everybody? 88.1 is Nat Nice. What's going on?
Hey.
Hello.
Chilling.
You have any shout-outs, Nat Nice?
Pardon?
You have any shout-outs you'd like to give before you...
First and foremost, the Dirty Rotten Family, the No Wall Street Corporate Thug, Don Corleone, Kamikaze the Violent Type, and Dirty Apple. At home, Jay Squeeze, Kaz and Dre, my whole family, mom, dad, everybody, sister, brother, all that. Shout out to Region Park. You guys are holding
it. Yeah!
Woo!
What was your comment
or your question?
Okay, actually, I didn't have a comment or a question. First, I'll make a comment anyways. I'll make something up. Now, you guys are hot. The music's hot. I'm here chilling, you know. Nice selection. I also want to let people know Dirty Rotten is taking over the streets, as most of you might know already. We have a Dirty Rotten hotline. You can find out what's going on at 280-6224. And on behalf of Region Park, the next 20 people who call that hotline will have free entry into Dirty Rotten Saturdays at Tropicana Nightclub on Spadina.
Okay. And thanks for that. And we are now out.
This is Region Park. This has been a Region Park Focus production. I'd like to thank everybody for participating. Star, the Cowboy, Brandy, Jacqueline, and myself, Synonymous. Calvin, if you're out there, you should be in here. This is Region Park, and
signing out.
Yes, till next week. Either.